Welcome to the Store Audit Lab podcast. This episode is produced by Store Audit Lab and narrated with a synthetic voice. The full transcript and related worksheet are available at storeauditlab.com. Today, we are looking at duplicate content on e-commerce product and collection pages. The useful question is not whether two pages share a sentence. The useful question is whether several URLs compete to represent the same product, category, or search decision. Online stores create repeated content naturally. A product may appear in several collections. Variants can create separate URLs. Filters can produce combinations of size, color, brand, price, and availability. Tracking parameters can create alternate addresses for the same page. Product descriptions may be reused from a supplier. Paginated collections can repeat headings and introductory copy. Some repetition is normal. The risk grows when search engines can crawl many URLs with almost the same purpose, and the site does not make the preferred version clear. Start by grouping the URLs. Put exact duplicates together. Put variant URLs together. Put filtered collection URLs together. Put regional, campaign, and parameter versions together. Then identify the page that should own each search decision. The preferred page should be useful on its own. It should load successfully, be internally linked, use a self-referencing canonical when appropriate, and contain the information the visitor needs. Canonical tags are signals, not a substitute for consistent architecture. If internal links point to one version, the sitemap lists another, redirects lead to a third, and the canonical names a fourth. The site is sending conflicting instructions. Use the preferred URL consistently in navigation, breadcrumbs, product grids, editorial links, and the XML sitemap. Redirect URLs that have no independent purpose and should no longer remain available. Keep a duplicate URL accessible only when a real user need requires it. Then decide whether it should be canonical, no indexed, or consolidated through another method. Variant strategy depends on what shoppers search for and what the store can support. If color or size variants share almost all information and do not need independent discovery, one product page may be the cleanest owner. If variants have distinct inventory, imagery, specifications, or search demand, separate pages may be useful. Those pages need enough unique information to justify their existence and a deliberate internal linking strategy. Do not create separate indexable pages merely because the platform can generate them. Each indexable page should answer a distinct need. When consolidating variants, check the purchasing experience. A canonical decision should not break selected options, inventory messages, cart behavior, analytics, or paid campaign destinations. Collection filters help shoppers narrow a catalog, but every possible combination does not need to become a search landing page. Identify the combinations that reflect real, stable demand and can offer a useful selection. Those may deserve curated, indexable destinations with a clear heading, helpful copy, and internal links. Other combinations can remain useful for browsing without being promoted as independent search pages. Watch for infinite URL spaces created by filter order, repeated parameters, calendar values, internal search, or sort options. The objective is not to block every parameter automatically. It is to stop low-value combinations from consuming attention while preserving useful customer paths. Reuse manufacturer copy is common. Rewriting every description with different adjectives does not automatically make a product page useful. Add information that helps the buyer decide. That may include compatibility, dimensions, material, care instructions, shipping constraints, return considerations, comparison points, or who the product is and is not for. Only include details supported by reliable sources. The aim is not artificial uniqueness. The aim is a page that contributes something beyond a repeated catalog record. Use several forms of evidence. A crawler can reveal repeated titles, descriptions, headings, canonicals, and content blocks. Search Console can show which URL receives impressions for a query. A search engine's indexed result can reveal which version it selected. Server logs or crawl statistics can show whether filters and parameters consume substantial crawling. Analytics can show whether alternate URLs receive visits. Do not assume that a crawler's duplicate content percentage proves a ranking problem. Confirm the affected page group and the preferred owner first. Create a worksheet with these columns: URL, page type, duplicate group, preferred owner, current canonical, internal link source, sitemap status, indexability, evidence, and proposed action. This makes conflicts visible and gives developers and content editors the same reference. First, fix contradictions on important pages. Align canonicals, internal links, redirects, and sitemap entries. Second, reduce accidental URL generation where the platform configuration allows it without harming shoppers. Third, improve the preferred pages with decision-useful information. Fourth, monitor whether search impressions and selected canonicals move toward the intended owners. Avoid changing the same group repeatedly before the search data has time to settle. Store Audit Lab provides a free e-commerce duplicate content diagnostic worksheet alongside the full written guide at storeauditlab.com. The worksheet is a planning aid, not a guarantee that every listed URL requires a change. This episode was produced by Store Audit Lab and narrated with a synthetic voice. Thanks for listening.